The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always really good to speak to Gary Burgess. And Gary, first of all, we've seen England recently acknowledge some of those members of Team White. Those important milestones in their career.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think we started in the officiating department. We started seeing player milestones created and popping up. You know, Rachel Dunn was one of the ones that kind of turned my head, and it got me thinking. Actually, I wonder how many Super League games I've umpired. So I kind of looked through my own diaries and things, and then thought it would be a really good way to recognise the contribution of everybody that had umpired Super League since its inception in the 2005-06 season. So, yeah, we set about tracking down all of the allocations emails. So, you know, we went through the England Netball Archive to see what they've got there. Luckily, one of our assessors, Margaret Deegan, had the same email address from all of that time, and she was able to fill in a lot of the gaps that we had. But yeah, we were able to kind of find out exactly how many games everyone else has done. And I think it was important for me also that we recognise those people that had passed milestones but had subsequently retired, so that we could then, you know, get up to speed, tick all of the boxes to make sure everyone that was worthy of the recognition was given it. And then we'll be able to get into more of a, you know, more of a regular situation going forward where people pass their milestones, we're actually able to celebrate on the day that it happens.
And maybe the first time something like this has properly been acknowledged and collated as such.
Yeah, I think so. I think I have seen a couple of other examples, but I think the organisation, the governing body, actually taking this on. And we have an individual now that will look at this. So when in the new season, when the first wave of allocations are out, there's a person that will actually chart when that person's milestone match will be, so we've prepared for it rather than having to do everything retrospectively. But you know, these guys are still volunteers. I mean, we have absolutely committed to looking at that through the professionalization of Super League going forward. But again, these guys are volunteers, and to kind of even pass a milestone of 50 Super League matches, there's a massive amount of kind of commitment that goes on behind the scenes. So it was easy really for us, and you know, easy for us to actually get out there and start spending some money on recognizing the contribution of these guys and girls.
How about any team sheets that maybe caught your eye and was like, oh well, I didn't remember me officiating that game? Or because when you would have looked back at some of the names on the sheets, and it would have been really spectacular to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely was. And I mean, I can only speak for myself, because I kind of, as you say, once you do this sort of, you know, exercise, it does trigger memories in your mind. I mean, I can quite vividly, I know it's not Super League, but I can remember the first time ever I umpired Australia. That was really back in the day I think it was about 2007, and people like Liz Ellis were on court then. But it was the same for this sort of stuff. You know, I had the pleasure of umpiring some of the greats of UK netball, you know, people like Olivia Murphy, Karen Atkinson, who was Aspinall back then, people like Tamsin. You know, it's funny that Rachel Dunn appears through all of those timescales. But yeah, I mean, Jess Garland, as was Thelby now. So yeah, you've got those names that pop up. But you know, I do remember some of those key milestone matches, you know, looking at some of the finals that I've umpired, you know, the Housby Thriller. You know, I can remember, you know, Mavericks winning their first one. So, yeah, you're right. There are some big names on there, some legends of our sport that I've been personally privileged to umpire. But the same, you know, when you're looking at some of the other umpires that I've umpired, you know, Michelle Phippard used to live in Switzerland. She came over to umpire some Super League games. You know, I know you've got an international audience, Andy. So like Mandy Nottingham, who's one of the greats of New Zealand umpiring, you know, up there with people like Sharon Kelly as the greats of our sport. She came over. And again, some people will know of Faye Meerkeljohn from New Zealand, Teresa Prince, Marilo van der Merwe from South Africa. So it just shows the diversity in the pool. Again, likewise, our doors are always open for those international umpires that come here on work commitments. So we've had Gemma Carlton over Lisa McPhail. So Gemma Carlton from Australia, Lisa McPhail from New Zealand as well. So we've always kind of worked on the basis that Super League will have the best 18 to 20 umpires in the UK at that time. And that's why the doors are always open for those people that travel.
The way that it was done as well, it was always nice that each of the individual refs and members of Team White got their own special graphic, and it was just important to acknowledge them individually as well as a group.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that was one thing that we did want to do. You know, this really is, it's about setting up a new tradition so that the individuals are celebrated at the time. So going forward, you'll only probably have a couple of 50s. I know there are a couple of my dearest colleagues angling into 150 matches and 200 matches. But it is really important that they get that recognition as an individual. So that was why, you know, whilst we were doing it in blocks, it was good that each one of them got their individual, you know, moment in the limelight. Because one of the big things that we do like to see is just the both through the England Netball Officiating Facebook page and also our Twitter page, is that people go back and actually share their own memories. You know, there was everyone got a huge response, but it was just so lovely to read some of the responses to when Jackie Mizen was recognised, you know, one of the legends of retired legends of our sport. And it was just so nice to see people's fond memories of Jackie and also, you know, them getting an opportunity to say thank you to her for her contribution. And likewise, someone like Joe Kelly, who is now a Super League assessor, she umpired the World Cup final in 2003. You know, someone like Joe, who has had a massive impact on the professional style of my own umpiring, but to see her recognised and for people to remember her contribution was fantastic as well.
From Birmingham, The Netball Show with Flyhawk.
It was nice to see Alison, Chris, James, Kate and Rachel on 50. And how have you seen their growth?
Yeah, I mean, the growth in the Super League pool this last couple of years has been great. And I mean, 50 matches is not, you know, it's not something easy to achieve.
I suppose.
Well, absolutely right. It takes probably about 3 years to do it. And again, as I said earlier in this interview, that's 3 years of hard graft commitment, probably about 10,000 driven miles a year, you know, weekends away from family, missing out on family events. So it is great. But I think, you know, you've named the retirement plan there. These are the guys that will knock me off my pedestal, rightly so. But yeah, as you say, the depth and development within the Super League umpiring pool is absolutely fantastic. I mean, the average performance of all 18 umpires this year was the best it's been since I worked for England Netball for the last 7 years. And we've started keeping an eye on it, but it's certainly the umpiring performance was the most consistent and best it's been in recent years this year. And that's testament to their commitment and their dedication to being as consistent as they possibly can.
Louise and Kate are on 150, and that's going to only increase, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. They're actually, this is the problem with that, with kind of making the milestone, but then also going backwards. So Louise actually is very, very close to 200 matches. Kate is probably about a season and a half away from it. So it won't be too long. Certainly next season that I think Louise passes that milestone. And then similarly for Kate Stevenson the year after. But both, you know, because I look like I do, and I'm quite recognisable, it does tend, people do tend to think of me first. But actually, both Kate and Louise, let's not underestimate their contribution to the sport at the highest level. They're both, you know, very credible and incredible international umpires in their own right. And they probably get sick of the Gary Burgess show from time to time. But this is why I'm so, as the head of officiating, so keen to, you know, push their recognition to the fore. Really, you know, they've done an absolutely fantastic job. And again, Louise in particular, she'd be on the same amount of games as me. You know, she would have passed her 200 if she hadn't had two seasons out for maternity leave. So again, I always think personally myself, I'm very privileged to be in a situation where I don't have to have that and I can continue. So we almost must, you know, make sure we recognise that the game really at elite level does incorporate all of that. But you know, Louise is definitely up there, as is Kate and the other guys. So let's not forget that and their contribution.
I think we mentioned Jackie. The only other person off the top of my head with a fear of almost missing somebody out would be somebody like Ian.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, Ian is someone that has done exceptionally well in our sport. He's such a character. I mean, he's got such an interesting backstory, having been, you know, involved in performing arts and dance in particular as a professional, you know, in shows like Cats and things like that. But again, it's just, you know, I've had many fond memories of traveling with Ian around the world, you know, some tours with Ian and Jackie to Australia, New Zealand. But yeah, he's doing great things. Enjoying his retirement, as we would have expected, you know, very quiet and understated. But again, because he is so quiet and understated, you know, that makes him kind of fly under the radar. So we do have to get out there and celebrate those sorts of achievements as well.
You hit 200 plus. Something that you ever thought imaginable? Or is it just game by game?
I never thought about it. I mean, it is a case of, if you're out there long enough, things like that do happen. But yeah, no, it's not something I ever achieve. I mean, listen, Andy, that my involvement in netball is something I never actually ever thought, you know, all of my achievements in netball, I never aspired to it. I never thought it possible that I would move from a teaching career into a career in netball and it would, you know, pay the bills and pay the mortgage. And that's, you know, that's why netball is so fantastic, and the growth of netball at the moment makes all of that possible. So I never imagined that any of this would occur. But likewise, you know, I don't ever aspire to, you know, get these milestones. I don't ever aspire to umpire finals. My whole approach to the sport is head down, mouth shut. That's what someone told me nearly 20 years ago. Keep your head down and your mouth shut and you'll go places. And I listened to them for quite a while. But yeah, just aspire to be the best that you can possibly be. And then anything else that comes along is a bonus. So when these things like these milestones come along, it is a real lovely way to have a memory of your umpiring career. But again, you know, if they don't happen, then you know you've done your very best as an individual. So you couldn't do anything more. So that's really my approach, I guess.
World Netball Ambassador as well. Tell me a bit about the, I suppose, standards between different refs around the world at the minute. Is it okay?
Well, absolutely right. Yeah, I think there will always be there will always be a variance of what you can expect from umpires from different countries, because it's that exposure to the standard of play. And let's not forget, we've had COVID, so there are some umpires that potentially haven't umpired at the highest level. And I think the World Netball have been sensitive to that by selecting, you know, a broad pool, but making sure that they've got enough umpires at the right standard to meet the expectations of the team. But one of the things that we are doing this year is we're going into a camp a couple of days before the Commonwealth Games to actually thrash all of these sorts of things out. So there's a practical camp, there's one on the rules and their application, so that we can guarantee that umpires going into that environment have the same interpretations and are all firing on all cylinders. So yeah, that it's, you know, fair credit to World Netball for investing the money in making sure that happens.
And the app will be handy in the meantime as well for that, just that reference point.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, go to bed with it. You've got no excuses to not have a rule book now.
People will be interested in maybe starting their umpiring journey. Is there somewhere online we could find out on the England Netball website? Is there any courses coming up soon?
Yeah, absolutely right. We made the change, as many of your listeners will know, to moving on to a more accessible mode of delivery for our courses. So all of our officiating courses are now a blended approach of virtual delivery and then follow-ups with practicals back in counties and regions. But we are getting ready to launch the next wave. So if people wanted to get on an officiating course, and I will speak about coaching, oh dear, coaching versus officiating. But no, if people do want to get on courses, if they go onto the England Netball website and look for the specific courses, they'll notice that there's an expression of interest form. And if you actually express your interest on there and the course that you are wanting to attend, England Netball will actually email you when those courses become available. So we're looking at sometime in August to coincide with the new membership year, so people can hit the ground running there. But it's taken off so well. I mean, we passed 1,000 new umpires qualified, 1,000 new umpires qualified since September the 1st last year, which by far has been the best and highest number of umpires that we've qualified in any period. And that is testament to the work, you know, that you know, England netball have set up the way to train them, but it is testament to the to the hard work of the counties and regions locally and their workforces locally to convert these umpires and to actually get these guys back out on the shop floor. So, you know, huge credit to them as well. Without them, we couldn't have done that. So it's a great example of teamwork.
englandnetball.co.uk for more information.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.